And now this is a dictation for Susan, S-U-S-A-N, Dean, D as in David, E-A-N, January 2347, addressed as a letter to Dr. Walter Rathkamp, R-A-T-H-K-A-M-P, 583-1909. Dear Dr. Rathkamp, follow up for Mrs. Dean, who has biopsy proving ANCA positive vasculitis, probably induced by hydralazine, as she was also having positive antinuclear antibodies because of the progressive advanced renal failure, decided to treat a short course of prednisone and rituxan, two doses that she has tolerated without any problems. We started at 40 milligrams of prednisone, presently down to 20 milligrams. She received a high dose of solumedrol before this treatment. She's on prophylaxis with Bactrim to minimize pneumocystis pneumonia, and she takes bone protection for osteoporosis and PPIs to prevent gastritis, ulceration, bleeding. Comes accompanied with sun, review system done, weight stable, appetite good, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, minor nocturia, no infection, cloudiness of blood, presently no gross edema, no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, review system is negative. Medications besides, as indicated above, include the Coric, ARB, Telmisartan, T as in today, E-L-M-I-S-A-R-T-A-N, and the HCTC. Blood pressure at home, 120s, 130s over 60s. Here in the office was higher than that. No respiratory distress, alert orientation 3, lungs cardiovascular normal, no ascites tenderness, no edema non-focal. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries from March, creatinine improving from a peak in the middle 2s, presently 1.6. Anemia 11.7. GFR will be 32, previously in the lower 20s. A low sodium, normal potassium acid base, a low albumin, normal calcium and phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Likely hydralazine-induced ANCA-positive vasculitis as well as positive antinuclear antibodies, with biopsy findings for vasculitis. Biopsy was sent to Mayo Clinic. Because of progressive renal failure, we decided to treat it. Obviously, hydralazine was discontinued. Received solumedrol, steroids, prednisone, and rituxan. Continue pneumocystic prophylaxis for the next 6 months. Continue bone protection, prevention of stomach bleeding, monitoring blood pressure at home, tolerating ARB medication and other blood pressures, kidney function improving without symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Chemistry on a regular basis. She can restart her social activities that she enjoys very well. She's a book club, as well as helping in the community. Always avoiding any person with respiratory symptoms. Plan to see her back in 4 months. All questions answered. End of dictation.